Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I thought of you during the break.
Good to be back.
Yeah. You're supposed to ask why.
Oh, why'd you think of me during the break?
Because I just feel sorry for you in this sense. Risotto said he was actually happy to have you back.
Well, I don't know that for
and
sure.
And instead of processing that like, damn, that's my teammate and friend, you went to the lab and thought like he didn't mean it. And I guess all I'm saying, I'm not perfect. That's sad.
Well, it's sad that that's the society we live in. I agree.
That's your mindset. The dude got no reason to lie to you. Just take a compliment, keep moving.
Listen, I have enough yes men around me. You know what I'm saying? I have enough of those.
But I ain't one of them.
I need people who, actually, I don't want anybody to challenge me. Never mind.
You seem like somebody who's actually got no men around you.
I'll second that. Nobody what does that mean? Asked me.
It means they all tell you no.
You need a team.
Like a baseball team?
No, somebody to check. To just like, dude, that's not. You two look like De Niro in Casino. Somebody said that with the color of the shirt and your glasses. No doubt, he was a bad boy. But why didn't he know Ginger never loved him? But anyway, you need somebody to just help you out a little bit. Okay. I try.
Let's get to some calls here. Let me get back to some Niners in a second. Wesley's in San Francisco. Hey, Wesley, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, first of all, first-time caller, and I just can't say enough about this show. I mean, you guys keep it so real, and it's your comic relief for me every day.
Wow. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I like this.
See, that sounded sincere.
Yes. But listen, on that documentary, I'm pretty sure it's the same one I saw over the weekend. It's amazing. I mean, really amazing. It made me, I forgot all about that first team. It goes into in-depth interviews with all the players. And it talks about like how Livingston came on and they interviewed him and how what happened with David Lee when he had to go to the bench. And, you know, and it's just really, really well done. And, you know, I grew up here in the city. I remember the championship team in the 70s.
Sure.
And after that, the Warriors, it was just people forget, it was just a given the Warriors were not going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, it got so bad that I just assumed no matter who they drafted, they were going to, like, Joe Barry, Carroll, whoever, they were going to screw it up. So for me right now, everything with the Warriors is just icing on the cake. They've had an amazing run, and I highly recommend anybody watch that documentary. It'll really make you appreciate the Warriors.
Thank you. Thank you, Wesley.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought he was talking about a night in Idaho.
Me too. I was like, man, their families.
I knew it. Somebody's going to think it's great.
But this is what we're talking about. You need people in your corner. Steiny, you had me thinking this Warrior doc was on its way out to be released. It sounds like it's out.
Evan, we might need some help on that one.
Yeah, the documentary is out. It's been...
Oh, my God.
Well, they're rolling them out in episodes.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think the first three episodes are out.
Wow!
And it's produced by the Golden State Warriors, so obviously right. It has a
but just
hometown
to see,
twist.
No doubt, but just to see the footage and the interview, like Wesley said.
Well, you can go on YouTube and see anything you want. Highlights and stuff. The highlights, if you want.
I'll give you a one.
You really want to hear Andre Iguodala wax poetic about... teamwork and
no, I want to hear about how what's his name called him a mole, Coach Carl. Remember
yeah,
that? Oh man,
surprised Iguodala was available.
Man, he's big time.
Let's go to Phil in San Bruno. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey guys, doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
doing well, thanks.
Hey, I just called to give you a gift. You don't have to give me credit. I don't need royalties. It's the title of the podcast that you want to do.
Oh, let's go.
Instead of the court of public opinion, which is used already, call it the sport of public opinion. It's a play on words. Nobody's used it. It's my gift to you.
Hey, I don't owe you anything because I like how that was Fabby. Yeah. Like, you see what he did? Change this. Oh yeah. My God!
All right, Phil. Noted. We'll take it into consideration.
A public opinion.
I appreciate it.
Evan and I are going to run with it.
That's really good.
That is, man,
sport of public opinion.
Because we do sport.
That's not bad.
Dude.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I like it. Now, when I say, Stoney, you want to record an app, I'm out.
Well, if we could. Well,
but, wait hey, a minute. Evan, we got it.
So let me try to channel my inner Fabby. You ready?
Let's do
it. So we could do something like the sport of public opinion, right? Opinion. Risotto laughing.
As that applies to Fab. Evan, yeah. I see what you did.
I thought
did.
You, oh, Sean Living Pen or whatever. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Well, it would just be Sean Penn.
the court of
Shout
public
Shout out Milk, a
opinion.
Great movie by Sean Penn. All you ever right. see Milk? M-I-L-K?
No.
Sean
Penn,
he
no.
was a... We had some dudes that don't get it. Evan and I are going to do a movie pod, too.
Oh, that should do well.
No, seriously.
No, I said...
Charlie Sheen, guys like... They don't get enough love for what they've done on screen.
What was his... Give me your top three favorite Charlie Sheen roles.
Platoon.
Well, of course.
Now, why would you ask me
because
for
you're not
going
to be able to go number two. And I ain't and half man and half a baby sitcom ain't one.
Which is phenomenal. Dude, I love that. Dude, I watched that twice. Hey, you ruined it for me. Okay. I gave you one.
In Platoon. Now, what was your second favorite?
Charlie Sheen. There's so many. Wall Street.
Of course. Good one.
That's two. Like, Evan, I'm. What was that?
No, you're on it.
Yeah, but it looked like you were shocked I was on it.
There's an obvious one.
Charlie Sheen, Platoon.
Major League?
Yeah. Oh, I was going there. No, I wasn't
there. Hate to see it.
F, thank you, but I was
Good
going
job,
there.
Evan.
Yeah. But, dude.
Dude, what?
No, I'm just telling you. There's a lot of talented people not getting a lot of credit. We should just hashtag random. That should be like... Maybe on a Friday or a Thursday when we're loose, we should have where we can point out people that not getting their propers. Sean Livingston, let's bring him on.
Why?
Because you
play anymore.
Yeah, but when you played, we took you for granted.
No, and I didn't. He was the best post up player on the Warriors for 5 years.
Well, when you think it's the last time he heard that? That's what I'm talking about. Get some other flowers while they're still here.
Compliment a guy who's a has been.
Stop. Charlie.
And by the way, Goo, and I've told you this over the years, they're just human beings.
Please.
They're just
I've been around
people.
Stars. You don't got to tell me. Eddie House.
Oh, I'll tell you. Okay, here you go.
Ellie.
Hey, Caleb, I see you there. You're going to have to wait another minute. How come you guys didn't ask me about the text I sent, who I saw up at Abandoned Dunes in Oregon.
I didn't like it.
Why?
You explain. You went groupie on us. I wasn't used to it coming from you.
This is so, you're so wrong. It's
I
not
didn't
even
like it. I gotta be
funny.
Honest.
It's not even freaking funny. Yeah, okay. Please.
These guys, all of them.
First of all, there were a couple guys I didn't know. So I come off the course, and there's a group of guys sitting there that have obviously just come off the course too. And I noticed that three of them had played in the NBA or were NBA players. DeAndre Jordan, Zach LaVine, and Dougie McDermott. What are you saying? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All you did was send those three names to the chat. You didn't say you saw them.
We have. Oh. I was like, what's he talking about?
Like, I have no clue what that means.
They were up at Bandon and I saw them.
We put it together, Stoney, after a day.
I thought you were putting together like the list of your worst.
Are they Warriors? Happened? But anyway, did you say what's up?
I went up to DeAndre Jordan because I've heard he's a really nice guy.
Did you have your pen with you?
What pen?
Give me an autograph.
Guru, I'm not you with Steph Curry. They're just people.
Well, we take pictures.
In fact, I was just like, hey, what's going on, man? How'd you play today?
Oh, there you go.
He goes, I did all right. I said, what'd you shoot? He said, 104.
Oh, Lord, hang on.
And I said, and of course, because this is who I am, I said, that's not bad on these courses, man. They're tough.
You're gutless.
Stick with
you
it.
Are 104 is like, dude.
And then I walk by LaVine and I go, would you shoot? LaVine said 90. That's pretty good. Pretty good, Zach. 89 today, though.
Did you get a who are you?
I walked away. All that was it.
No, you should have.
All right, fellas. Have a great trip. See, that's the way I do it.
Any cocktails?
I didn't notice.
All right.
They seemed all very coherent.
That's pretty dope, man. I mean, it's not tall in person, though, huh? DeAndre.
About 7'2".
Dude.
He's a big boy.
Oh.
He's a big boy.
That didn't make your trip, though.
What do you mean?
I'm not used to you.
Starry-eyed. I'm not starry-eyed.
It sounded like that on the text when we figured out what happened.
I walked right by Dougie Buckets because
dude's still playing.
Is he? Prove it. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore.
Oh, man.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, baby?
I always watch you guys on the YouTube, man. Goo, I see you with that button on, man. You about to go to Hawaii?
Mr. Furley, a roper on Three's
Company.
You got
to call back. Caleb, call back. You sound terrible.
And Evan, I got a problem. I got Charlie Sheen in Money Talks with Chris Tucker before Major League. That's why I was a little late to it. So Major League would be fourth, but Money Talks with Charlie Sheen.
Money Talks is
the cop.
What just came in over the text. 510, Money Talks on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys.
Well, I got the YouTube chat.
Oh, boy.
No, I got the YouTube chat up. Come look. Anyway, don't you ever bring your phone that close to me and make me read something. That was uncomfortable.
June 11th.
Why did he put it in front of your face like it's what he needs to read?
And I'm old. Like,
needed to read.
Yeah, but you don't put it. Don't tell me what to do. I'm just telling you.
Don't tell me.
Not everyone's nearsighted.
No doubt. Money Talks was incredible. Charlie Sheen and young Chris Tucker.
Well, look at this. Uncle Looney, you too can be an NBA insider. He said Dougie Buckets re-signed with Sacramento. So that means he and LaVine are teammates.
Where did Jordan come in? They're folks.
Jordan.
You can never know. Get to the origin of relationships.
Maybe they got the same agent or something.
Yeah. Could be something like that.
DeAndre just collecting the check. That's going to be a nice pitching.
He's a...
All that size, you can't get out there.
Mm. He's 42.
He backs up Jokic.
So is Verlander.
You know, I was thinking about this. Hold on. You're listening. You haven't heard this in a while, have you, people? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, we can go back to Caleb because he does want to talk some Niners. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
Good. Is I sound better?
Yeah, we got you, baby.
And then, you know, I got to compliment you too, Steiny, on your button-up, man. If I had to guess, Macy's, Target, what are you doing?
What your outfit and your shirt, where'd you get it from?
I don't know. It's where my partner gets it.
Well, you get you're in a shirt club too.
Menlo House, it's called, I think.
There you go, Danny. Yeah. I didn't forget about Evan, man. I caught what Evan said a while back about you know, Evan called you an idiot, Stania. You know, he has to call this.
Boy, you feel messy, man.
You know what? Hey, Caleb.
Caleb, you
I think you're exactly right.
He said it
took me by surprise. He took me by so much surprise I didn't even have a reaction.
Oh.
But look, let's talk some Niner stuff, man. Even though, you know, I'm a Raider fan. You know, everyone knows that. But look, I think the biggest addition the Niners made this offseason is bringing back Robert Saleh. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, man, but I think, especially since D'Amico Ryan's left, I think this defense as a whole has just taken a step back. And I get it that Robert Saleh doesn't have all the pieces that he had when he was the DC, when he was there. But I think just bringing back that kind of mentality and his mindset, just his character, I think he's going to give some juice back to this defense. And I think they've been missing that. And look, I mean, when Robert Saleh was the head coach for the Jets for those few years, like they built a really good defense. So he knows that side of the ball. I think bringing him back is really, I think people are going to realize and throughout the season, like, man, this Niners defense is back flying around and playing with the energy that wasn't there the last few years, I think.
No, good call.
Thanks, Caleb.
But
appreciate
it's kind of scary too, though, Stani.
What is? It's just football.
No, Robert Saleh and Evan and I got into this. And hopefully you listen.
Oh.
But no, we just talked about, if you don't got the horses, can you really win the race? And one thing about Robert Saleh, who, like D'Amico Ryans, was incredible, passionate, and the players fed off of him on the defensive side of the ball, all of them for that matter. But, Stani, do they have the horses? I know you got Warner and Bosa and Lenore, but do you got the same depth that you had last time you were, you know, a star on this team? So it'll be fun to see what he can do and how much he can do, where a lot's going to be predicated on how these rookies take off. And Mykael Williams, Stoudy, we didn't see him at all. Nick Martin's flashing, showing, so okay, we'll see if he can take that into the regular season, but they're so dependent, Caleb, and any Niner fan out there, and Saleh, on what these young guys are going to do and how fast they can pick up this system.
Right.
And it's not just week one, I get it.
But this is kind of what, and the comparison may be way off, but it's Moody, I'm going to say Moody / Saleh and the defense. All right, I got news for you. Mm. Robert Saleh will not be judged this year. He is assumed to be a great defensive coordinator, especially when he was here. So if the 49ers defense isn't very good, it will be all on the personnel because that's what we all think of Robert Saleh. Like, I don't believe Saleh can possibly be blamed if the defense isn't good. Moody, on the other hand, like, you're going into the season with a question mark. And I get they're two different things. But like Saleh and the defense, they just have all year to try to get better and to improve week to week. And hopefully by the end of the season, they're better than they are at the beginning. Like, Moody doesn't have that luxury. Moody's got to be great early and he's got to be great all season long. So when I look at the 49ers defense, like, Robert Saleh is a made man. There's nobody, I don't think there's anything that could happen to this defense where in a year we're saying, boy, Saleh just doesn't have it anymore. He's too highly thought of here. And because of that, he's not going to get any heat.
Oh, Stani, there's a lot there.
Nothing.
Yes, there is.
Team's too young. He's not going to get blamed for anything.
No, but the beautiful thing about being a top-tier teacher is everybody can grade or teach the smart kid. It's the C's and D's. Can you get them up a notch or two? And if teams run roughshod over the Niners,
yes,
then it's not about, then there's going to be replacements. I mean, if right. he goes all
but it's
bad.
Not, it's will not come but, on Salah.
But
I'm that's not, all I'm saying.
And it's, I'm not
Salah
okay.
will not. He will not take the heat if this team doesn't have a good defensive
year. Well, does that
year.
Apply to Kyle, too? Are you there with Kyle? Is somehow this team goes 6-11 and there's not injuries? Are you going to say, oh, Kyle just didn't have the horses? There's always
no,
a way
say
to
they're
judge.
Young. Right. We're going to say they're young.
And the beautiful thing about youth is maybe they don't get the results, but they're going to have moments to where we're like, man, they come back. They did well for themselves. Some having stellar rookie seasons. That's when I say, you know, hey, look at Salah. He's coaching them up. But I don't, like Steiny, if this team is just Swiss cheese, I am going to – it's not – he ain't getting fired, but I'm going to say, okay, oh, he don't have the horses.
Right.
But are you raising the – are you the guy to raise the horses to get to that juncture
well,
or plateau?
We don't know that – we don't know that any of these young players will ever become a Bosa, a Warner, a Greenlaw, all those guys. So if their defense – is bad,
which they, I don't expect
their
it to be.
Their personnel will get hammered, not Robert Saleh. Because it's just assumed that Saleh is a great defensive coordinator.
So if Mykal Williams doesn't have the best rookie season, and that's too strong.
It's on Mykal Williams. It's not on Robert Saleh, I don't think. What, I mean, he's supposed to be the best defensive coordinator in football. One of the best.
Yeah, one of
so
them
if Mykal Williams stinks, I just... Is that on Salah?
And you know what, Stoney? Let's put another right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. We would be fools to use 1 year as to get to that. Does Stoney or Goose stink? It's still going to be. They could struggle, get better at the end, but it's going to take a little longer for just 1 year for us, I believe, to make that strong of a statement about any of these youngsters you're relying on. The Nick Martins. You know what I mean? Like, I could be wrong, but...
Well, but there we'll see signs.
But okay, give me this, and we
like
could,
how
Robert
was Javon Kinlaw's rookie year?
Well,
like it wasn't good, and
but,
it never
but it
got
led
better.
You to the next year thinking, oh, it's going to pop this one. It's going to pop, and it never popped.
Right.
So, like, how many? I think we could say now it wasn't any coordinator's fault with Kinlaw, right? It was on him when it was all said and done because he had enough chances in a Niner uniform. My point is, I think this is an opportunity for a guy like Saleh that's already made, and you're right, his reputation is what it is. But, Stoney, if these guys get it, let's just say, a little quicker than we thought, and this Niner defense is thumping and bumping, then we're going to be Robert Saleh's in, like, he's elevating his what his portfolio is now. Because he's got these guys to pick it up that much faster. And he's blitzing. And whatever they're lacking for, maybe with a lack of rush, you know, they're bringing guys. There's so many ways for Robert Saleh to shine with this young group if they get it. And I guess what I'm telling you, partner, is I do have expectations for this defense. Not that they're going to be the top five defense, but you kind of know it when you see it. I'm not saying he's getting fired, Tony, if this was bad.
I think
this is an opportunity to coach him up, and you got some OGs that are still in their prime.
He's obviously going to coach them up.
Yeah.
My main point is, with so many young players and first-year starters on the defense, Robert Saleh is not going to be talked about.
Mm.
The only way we're going to talk about it is if Williams isn't playing, and Martin's not playing, and Collins isn't playing, and they're not very good defensively. Then we're going to start saying, well, who are these guys that they drafted?
That's interesting.
I don't think Robert Saleh will get an iota of criticism.
Evan, where are you at on that? With the Saleh meter, just in your thoughts on this Niner defense, I think there's an opportunity if they get it. He's elevated. I'm definitely not fired, but where are you at on if it went bad? Is it just on the players and not him at all?
I think that's kind of why he took the job, because he can win if he elevates an unproven group. And if he loses, there's not ramifications for it. I would say, if anything, I don't know, some people by the end of the season, if it goes horribly wrong, might even think about, could Saleh replace Shanahan?
Man, could you? I mean, I get the map, the roadmap there. But yeah, Stanley, I'm not definitely – he's not getting fired. I got you. But I do feel like there is, and you could call it unrealistic, but if you got this group up and running, he would be more of a guy than he is now. But if you didn't, I think 1 year is – too soon to say Steiny didn't pan out, like the Kinlaw thing. He got chance after chance, and, you know, at the end it didn't pop.
My assumption is that Robert Saleh, from everything I've heard, is a great defensive coordinator.
Man, teacher.
Okay, yep. So that to me, what I'm going to assume is that if Robert Saleh is as good of a defensive coordinator as everybody says he is, well, then he will get the most – whatever that is, out of this defense. And all I'm saying is, if this defense is not very good, I'll still assume he's gotten the most out of it, right, and that the players just aren't very good.
Right. In year one, for whatever you... Sure. Yeah, like Bosa, we're watching... Stoney, we ain't talking much about it. I know we're up against it. I can't wait to see how he comes in. You got to dominate, Jack. Live up to that contract, Jack.
You don't think he's been living up to it?
I think he's just been walking in the park.
That segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Gene and Mike. I'll get to you guys on the other side. Hey, this Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or even over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You guys got to put some respect on my gambling.
No. That's gone too far.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, it's the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit, and it's happening on Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibs, they're live from 2 to 4, and then we have the summit with all the hosts.
Hey.
That's from 4 to 6. Come on out and hang with us as we get you ready for football season. Great food, great place, and your chance to hang with all the hosts. Somebody was making fun of me a little hour or so ago. That's Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang, and you can experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans, Goo.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll be out there. And speaking of bang, did you see my prize pick bang last night? 10 for 200. Can I read who I had in it?
Well, it looks like you're gonna.
Jake Irvin. I had the over 1.5 walks. Pitches for the Nationals, 2. Kevin Gausman, Steiny, under 96.5 pitches. Got yanked with 94. And then Paige Beckers, who was on fire playing the Vols, they D up under 18 points, had 9. 2 more. Veronica Burton, my PG, Stoddy, she is my favorite. 11.5 over points, had 25. And to end it all, this is my favorite player in the league right now, the beautiful Nafisha Collier, 6 rebounds, over. Had 9. Peyton Kemper. Yeah, baby.
So you'll be able to buy a drink?
Yeah, I got you.
No.
Hey, the caddy's in the shop, so we'll see. I'm waiting on the call for death. But listen.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to make a point about how good you are at gambling?
No, I got to show you guys something. Evan, I've been hiding this. You know who I am at heart. I recognize talent musically, acting, stylistically, I know talent. I'm not perfect. But something I heard just a second ago, I want the people and you and Evan to hear. And Stephen Rizzotto, if you're there, please do what you did for me. Hold on. Because there's nothing harder in the world. And John Miller is great at it. I used to see him on Roy Firestone when he was announcing, calling plays for the Orioles, play-by-play, doing imitations. But the greatest one I just heard, Stephen Rizzotto, will you please do your Dave Fleming impression for the people?
I like how you enjoyed this, Goo. It means a lot. You said this that it was an 11 out of 10.
Just shut up and do it.
Let me close my eyes.
All right, I'm closing mine again, and I heard it, Evan.
Thank you, Guru. Welcome to Oracle Park, the home of the Giants. We get you ready for baseball at the corner of 3rd and King. Yeah, thank you, Sam Lubman. Thanks for having me on the morning roast.
That's incredible!
Thank you.
Cool. We gotta get it to Flim, the morning show!
It's gone!
That's incredible! Wow. Stoddy, that's a wow!
That's great.
Evan, I know you guys are like, Goo, where you going?
He's done it for me before. It's a 10 out of 5.
That's incredible!
It's really good.
Matt Chapman!
Oh my gosh! We got some talent here. Stoddy, our days are numbered, man.
That's really good.
Dude, is that good?
That's good.
Wow.
That's really good.
Good job. Like, how did he know he could do it? Just driving in the car, listening, like, let me try it.
Yeah, that's not his only one.
Yeah.
He's kind of got a little Rich Little in him. Look it up, young people. They don't know who Rich
it's
Little
Stuart
is.
Stuart Little.
That is a little.
Little Daryl.
That
was incredible. I need a radio.
What's the deal with fantasy?
It's widened in terms of the bottom line results. I look at.
What's the. Are we having a fantasy league this year?
Of course.
The station?
Yeah.
How many people are in it?
The draft is the 3rd.
We don't know if Goo's in it yet.
Now, why would. No, seriously. Because now I'm about to just take off.
Pay
if I had earrings, I'm taking off.
Why don't you do this? All that big money you won last night, why don't you pay Lucas?
The caddy's at Cadillac right now getting a call of death. You know, Gatesy, I'm sweating. Evan, why would you say that?
Because it happens every year.
So let me tell you something that happened over the weekend. Real quick, I'm at my brother-in-law party. I get a text from Lucas, who's on vacation out of town. Do you have your fantasy fees? We haven't even had the draft, but you're outside. I got a problem sitting in the seat. Stoddy, come on, man. Meet me halfway. The timing was peculiar. We ain't had the draft. You got that's when I got you. You got nothing to say.
Don't you take a look in the mirror and realize you're the only one he's contacting so early because you're always the hardest to get the money from?
See, I could see how you go there, but I did my due diligence and other people got that same note.
I didn't.
Evan, tell me what you thought when I sent it to you.
I think I've already paid.
I don't know if I'm going to play this year.
What if I told you we wouldn't miss you?
Okay.
You ain't Shasky or Bonte.
You auto-draft anyways.
They've been out the league for years. I don't like it. All right, I started with the Dave Fleming. That was incredible. I'm glad I did. Let's get back to it.
Okay. Let's go to our good friend Gene in Oakland.
The mayor.
Hey, Gene. How's it going?
Hey. Going great. All right, so look, I want to say something about Saleh. Originally, I called in about Moody, but I want to pivot to Saleh. Before I do that, though, I want to make a quick prediction, okay? Velks will make the playoffs.
Let's go. Right?
Put a lock on that.
All right.
Yeah.
Big win right. Last night.
It was great. I mean, that's a garbage team, but listen, if they get healthy, they got to win one more game against a quality team, and the rest should be gravy. So, all right, turning to Mr. Saleh. So, listen, I'm so happy he's back. I was one of the first to call in when he was let go. And I said, you got to go get this guy back. I've been a big fan of his from the beginning. Granted, he doesn't have, you know, Buckner and Armstead and a young Bosa to work with, but he will do a good to very good job. Listen, at very least, he's going to command the respect. You know, he has gravitas.
Yeah, he does.
Command the respect of the defensive team immediately, okay? Much more so than either of the last two coordinators did. So I expect him to be very successful, you know. He's going to develop these guys. And, Evan, I liked your remark about, who knows, maybe he gets this to replace Shanahan somewhere down the line.
Wow,
Shanahan,
man.
Still can't get us over the hump. Anyway, something to keep in the back of our minds. I hated the way he was let go. It was terrible. It was kind of personal to me. I don't want to get into specifics, kind of political. If you want, anybody want to check it out, look at what I'm talking about. But I'm so happy he's back. Go, Robert.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, Evan, little hornet's nest Giddings. I mean, talk about a hot take.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
That's an original take.
Yeah, put that up there with my Bochy. Maybe you'll get 85K views. Oh, Evan, hey,
is that what it's about?
Yeah, it is for him.
Court of public opinion.
Sport.
I'm playing.
Sport.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing, though, about Saleh that I think is kind of funny is all you guys defending how lousy he was as a coach for the Jets.
No.
Oh, still, what a raw deal he got. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Wait till they start talking about him as the head coach of the Niners.
Wow.
Nobody's going to want him as the head coach.
Evan's bit. Yeah, that was Evan.
It's not my bit. I'm just saying there's going to be a lot of 49er fans that are going to say, we don't want Robert Saleh because he wasn't very good in New York for the Jets. Notwithstanding that one clown who came on said, Saleh got a raw deal.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Aaron Rodgers, that clown that cost him his job.
No, talking about, Evan, who I'm talking about. You know that guy.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
No, he didn't.
That's Benjamin Solak, ESPN.
There we go.
Let's get him to be the head coach of the Niners, and he'll get a raw deal here probably.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
No, Steiner, you seemed perplexed when I brought up Bosa. Like, we hadn't talked about, I really just, from a personal standpoint, I need you to be disruptive. I kind of had alluded to giving him an out. But, man, that's a big piece. If Robert Saleh can get to Bosa, that was the game wrecker when he was here last. And I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. I'm not coming in here like, he don't have the help. You are the help. You got to go be a beast.
Oh, boy. So, in one day now, he needs help. Or he doesn't need help.
No.
He needed help, remember, because you
– No, when you get the chicken, he's getting Steiny, you are the help.
Well, he's had the chicken now for years.
Yeah. And last year was, to his standards, was kind of lightweight. It wasn't T.J. Watt-like.
Can I point out one of the beautiful fundamental differences between you and me?
There's so many.
This is – when you said that to me, it was before last break, you said, I can't wait to see Bosa. Like, it was luckily at a break because I was feeling a certain kind of way.
Oh, wow.
And then this text came in, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. And I was like, this is what I want to say to Guru from the 650. Guru, you can't wait to see how Bosa shows up. He's going to show up the same way he's shown up since getting that contract.
Wow.
Very good, but not what fans consider living up to the contract. I agree.
But
get it, Goo? When you start saying that every other year, every throw, Bosa's got to prove something, it's an acknowledgement that they haven't been consistent.
But you listen.
So they're not.
Yeah, I'll say this to that. For whatever reason, because he damn sure didn't like the brother, and that was Wilkes. And because he threw him under the bus at every turn. But the bottom line is he didn't like his defensive principles or whatever. But I feel like his play waned a tad bit. And under our guy, who was it last year? My guy I'm forgetting.
Leonard Floyd?
No, the special teams, he's in Dallas
Sorensen.
Right now. Sorensen, thank you. So I think Robert can bring that fire, and hopefully that'll reignite what we know Bosa to be, a game changer and wrecker.
So let me ask you this. Let's say Bosa has a really good year. Does that mean that Wilkes and Sorensen were bad coaches? Like, does Big Nicky need to play for a certain coach?
Wow, nah, that's interesting you bring that up. I wouldn't go there. And I'll say this about the last two. Sorensen, that thing was bad. And, you know, I'm here, we're here, to two. If I don't know what to say. I was just shocked at how inept it was defensively, and injuries were a part of it. But I'll say this about Wilkes. Steiny is, and I didn't agree with everything he did, but on the biggest stage, when we were in Vegas for that Super Bowl against the Chiefs,
That reminds me.
We heard you.
What's the blow for Johnny Depp?
I should have taken notes while I was gone, but I didn't. You have a habit of doing something, and I've got to point it out to you, and it's easier for me to acknowledge and hear when I'm listening on the radio than when I'm next to you. And this is a hard thing.
Look at Evan already half laughing. No, this is true.
And Evan started to address it just a little bit. You are so... Let me
be honest.
Oh, I'm going to be honest.
Don't be politically
I'm going to be honest. But... this obsession you have and your want to continue to shoehorn this into discussions time and time and time again, it's so old. But here's the other thing. I'm realizing you have an ulterior motive while you're doing it. And it's this. You're sticking it to 49er fans. You bring up these two Super Bowl losses infinitely more than 49er fans. And if you want, you can stand there and you can sit
there. Actually three.
And you can sit
three
there
losses.
With your mouth agape. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but oh my God, I'm listening seven times, but I can't help but think, Evan, I can't help but think, did the 49ers miss their window? And if they missed their window, then what? And then they missed their window. Like, you don't have to bring that up. It's irrelevant now. It's 2025. And you know what? You are sticking at the Niner fans. You really are. And it's that inner cowboy in you, which is fine. And I know I'm going to get him revved up soon.
No, I'm not. I'm chill.
I do believe that 49er fans are starting to see you.
No.
To see you who you really are. No. Like, you got to, let's move on. Can we move on?
Once you win a bowl.
Well, that might not be for 50 years. So are you going to bring it up in 2037?
If it's relevant. And
it's not. It's not relevant now.
The 49er Frankie, that's my blood. That's my family. If I can't win it, I want the Bay to be happy. So I'll leave that there. I'm disappointed because I thought you were going to bring up my slogan. Niner fans used to say,
they're 5-3.
When we go,
I know,
we win.
I could hear your exasperation.
When we go.
When he did this. Hey, I was listening the other day.
When we go, we win.
Is there a skip in this album?
So what do you have to say? Because you don't have the fan mechanism in you, Steiny. And I'm being polite to not know they're on a 3-game effing losing streak
keep
in
reminding
the Super Bowl.
Them.
And they should have won two of them.
Yeah, keep
so
reminding
you keep
them.
Lollygagging
because
you don't have any dog in the fight. But there's some people losing hair, blood pressure going through the roof, getting diabetes watching this team. So how dare you omit what some people will never let go? And that's the true definition of fandom. Two Super Bowls where they were up 10, not in the game, in the fourth quarter.
There you go.
And you just omit it because you're a casual.
It's irrelevant.
I'm not sticking nothing. I'm saying facts. And then what I learned with Evan or I forgot is it's three Super Bowls. Because they won, they lost, and with Harbaugh, they were at the 12-yard line.
What year was that?
So it's three of them.
What year was the Harbaugh?
But you are so casual, you don't give a rat's ass.
No, I do give a rat's ass.
So don't tell me I'm doing something without doing it, because I don't chicken foot like that.
No, you just bring
bottom
it up
line
all
is
the
they
time.
Lost three Super Bowls in a row, and Kyle may have blown his wad on trying to get him there. Because you're talking about reset. And it might be. And it happens in life. You missed a chance.
I mean, you can go.
I feel better.
When were they in the Super Bowl with Harbaugh? 14 or 13?
I'm in timeout. Put myself in there.
You do constantly.
Stating facts. No. 0-3. Last three but Super Bowls.
Right. Right. We
two
all know
in the
that.
Last 5 years.
Like, I know that as a non-49er fan. 49er fans obviously know that. And it just feels like sometimes you want to hammer it in.
No, I was just stating facts, player. Stating facts.
Yeah. It's almost like you're in the driver's seat because we can't talk about the Cowboys losing a Super Bowl.
They haven't been to
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
So where's the correlation?
The correlation is
my
that,
job is to talk about the Niners with you. But you got to have a take for us to have a conversation, and sometimes we can't get there.
I just told
you
got
to do that.
I just told you my take.
No. So them losing didn't happen?
No, it happened, yeah. but it
didn't hurt you. It didn't affect you, right? Because you don't know what a fan is.
Well, I think
so. You need to sit this one out.
I think you're harping on it a little too much.
No, I'm stating the facts.
I think 49er fans.
And they made Kyle's best chance may have come and gone. Okay. That's valid.
And so should
you're
we
talking
not
soft
play the
reset?
Season?
No, that has nothing. That's just a horrible retort. What are you talking about? The bottom line
is
they
got to
do a soft reset. Long as I want to talk about it.
Okay.
Now, yeah,
you want to talk? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about it.
Because we ain't having a discussion. It's something you heard. But you can't argue with the facts. And the facts are Kyle should have a ring by now.
Okay.
That's how I believe.
Right. And it's just
so
something.
So if you had a take, I could be quiet and we could hear what you think. But you don't.
No, I do have a take.
All right.
I absolutely have a take.
Well, then mine is old because I'm stating the facts.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Don't get me upset, Donnie. Really.
I'm just saying.
Because you have no passion at all for sports. So
no,
you are missing how people and Niner fans are holding on to those losses.
Well,
that's the bottom line.
No, you know
and
what?
It's offensive to a fan, a real one.
If you want
to
get really into this.
No, yeah, you got into it. You turn off. Let's go.
Okay.
You can. It's so convenient for somebody to sit back and just watch the animals in the gallery. That, I wish I could do that. Niner fans that will never forget these losses.
That's right. But
and you're playing.
You harp on the Super Bowl losses more than 49er fans,
right.
I believe.
You know, what metric do you have to say that? You're just talking out your ass now. You have no metric to say what you just said.
Anecdotal.
Yeah.
Anecdotal. I shouldn't have said it.
I'm fine.
I just didn't agree with the idea of a Super Bowl losing streak, you know, because it happened over like 13 years.
I'm good.
I don't know. I needed you to go on for three more minutes, so just could have gone to a break.
Well, why would we have to do that?
What do you mean?
Because you would think, I'm not mad. Now you're laughing. I'm truly not mad. But I had to play that card, Stoney. It's easy for you. And Evans, they have lost their last three Super Bowls. You're a natural, Richard.
Look at the top. And I'm not going to read it.
No, but you can. Just read it. I don't have it up, Stoney. Read it.
Nobody's as upset as you from games that happened 5 years ago involving the Niners. Like,
right, I can have 10 49er fans calling here in the next 20 minutes and tell you that that's wrong. Okay, so don't just one person or two person, but don't make it valid. So.
Okay, you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of 49er fans are hurt by that. Of course they are.
They should.
Okay, well, stop reminding them. Like, stop 17 them. Times. Like, they know they lost two Super Bowls.
So you say I bring it up too much?
Wow.
Wow.
It feels like it. Maybe I'm wrong. You know what?
This is not one for me.
This is one for 49er fans.
Okay. He'll let me know.
Who is that?
If you believe that our guy Brian, our former board operator.
He doesn't count.
Yeah, he does. And he's right now, too. If you believe that Kyle's had his best chance with this team, then say what you really want to say and fire him.
There you go.
No, I'm not saying that because they have new talent, and that's why I said to you all, I'm excited about what the new talent can do or prevent them from doing, or is this a soft reset like I've used?
It is a soft reset. I think, and the Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers are definitely tampering expectations.
You haven't listened to Shasky or Bonte and not got like that pain?
No. Stop. They have pain.
No, it's more
they
than pain.
They have pain.
It's
they
more.
Don't,
it's,
it, right, okay. But they don't talk about it all the time.
Yeah. All right.
Like, I think they're ready to move on.
Right. And I talked to both. Those are my friends. I talked to both of them. So I know there's more than pain.
Niners fans. No, I'm not kidding. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Robert Saleh. He is the defensive coordinator this year, and he's taking a shot at coaching a lot of young players. I feel like he's in a spot where I don't think he's going to be judged this year. If he were coming back to the defense from a few years ago, then maybe. But I think he's got a clean slate this year. 888-957-9570 is the number. And football talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.